Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Kilowatt. My name is Bodie, and I am your host. And a funny little thing happens when you record a great big show on a Tuesday, and then you record a show on a Thursday to make sure that it gets out on the Friday. There's not a lot of news to cover on that Thursday. Good news is I sat down with Jessica Kirsch, and we chatted about Starbase and Starlink and everything that has to do with the stars. All right, let's go ahead and jump into our first story. The International Institute of Highway Safety, IIHS, will create a new rating system for semi-autonomous driving systems. It sounds like each system will be rated good, acceptable, marginal, and poor. To obtain a good rating, the system needs to ensure that the driver's eyes are looking at the road, looking forward, their hands are on the wheel or ready to grab the wheel at all times, and then there's escalating alerts and appropriate emergency procedures when the driver isn't meeting those conditions. Keep you updated as that progresses. Well, that's it for the EV news, so let's jump into the Tesla portion of the show here. Brandenburg State Environment Minister Axel Vogel has determined that Tesla will not have an impact on the drinking water due to increased pumping rates. So basically some conservation and environmental groups, they were concerned that Tesla was going to use so much water that that was going to impact the drinking water for the residents, around 187,000 residents in that area. Well, it turns out the state environment cabinet minister, whatever they're called over there, they said that's not a worry. So it looks like Giga Berlin is one step closer to opening. You can now finance a Tesla solar roof for 20 years. The monthly payment changes depending on how big your roof is and how many power walls you want and, you know, how much energy you want it to generate. For my roof, I chose 3 power walls, and that would cost about $400 a month. So I was like, you know what, let's see what 2 power walls cost. So the solar roof with the 2 power walls would be about $367 a month. You know, this is something that I would consider when my solar lease runs out for the panels that we already have on the roof. But the price of solar roof will have to come down quite a bit before I choose to do that, because it's still like $67,000. That's a lot of money. I would buy new updated panels and just put them on the roof. It wasn't really an option when we first got the solar panels because it was prohibitively expensive. It was quite a bit cheaper to go with the lease. Tesla insurance is now available in Arizona and Ohio. I immediately called Brad and Sierra and I said, Tesla insurance, you can get it now. So they went and they got a quote. So I'm not going to give you any of their personal information here, but they'll end up paying a little more a month for less coverage than they currently have if they went with Tesla insurance. So for Tesla insurance, they automatically start your score at 90. So as you drive, your score can go up, you can go down. If your score goes up, you'll pay less, obviously. If your score goes down, you'll pay more a month, obviously. Sierra doesn't want to go through that stress of having the safety score in her life again. So and I can totally understand why. So this isn't something they will probably do, but Blake Check on Twitter, another Arizona resident, he said that his insurance would be cut in half. His monthly insurance bill would be cut in half. So that's pretty good for Blake. Tesla insurance is now in Arizona, Ohio, California, Texas, and Illinois. Our final story here. Sorry, I'm ripping through these because I actually have an appointment I have to get to. A Tesla driver was charged with 2 counts of vehicular manslaughter after running a red light with autopilot on. That's important. The National Highway Transportation Safety Administration has confirmed that autopilot was on. Right now, it seems like neither the prosecution or defense is blaming Tesla for the accident or trying to rope them into this case in any way, shape, or form. At the time of the accident, autopilot didn't slow down or stop for red light. So basically, this was cruise control when this happened. And it's a shame. Like, I'm not making light of this. It really sucks. 2 people died because this person ran a red light. And I'm sure the person who ran the red light is not an evil monster. And, you know, they have to live with that for the rest of their lives. And now that I am reading this, I realize I should have ended the news on a higher note, because this is really sad news. I don't know how to transition to Jessica Kirsch, who's usually very bubbly and fun. After that, I am so sorry for that. That I feel very awkward and weird now. Anyway, let's go ahead and jump to our interview with Jessica. Yeah, I got the new crackers, blue with the tint. Quit asking me questions. I'm tired of these questions. Asking me questions, that's one of my questions. Yeah, I know you, but we ain't friends. Quit asking me questions. Yeah, we in this section, but you can't get in. Quit asking me questions. Yeah, I got the new crackers, blue with the tint. Quit asking me questions. I'm tired of these questions. Jessica Kirsch, welcome to the show.
Hey, Brody, thanks so much for having me back on.
Oh, it's been forever. I think we agreed that it was maybe September the last time you were on. Maybe it was August.
Wow, so much has happened.
Yeah. So much in the world, so much at Starbase, so much at Tesla. Yes.
So much in your life.
Yeah, and yours as well. You're traveling all over Texas. Last time we talked. Oh, you know what? It was October because you were taking a small vacation at the end of October. Do you remember that?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what the small vacation was.
I think you went to Houston, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. 48 hours. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. It was like very small, very short.
Yes. Very, very small. Yes.
So awesome. Yes. How is Texas treating you?
Texas is lovely. I've picked up on the word y'all, and I'm throwing it all over the place. Y'all this, y'all that, y'all, y'all.
Y'all coming over for dinner?
Y'all.
Supper.
Yep.
Supper.
Y'all hit that like button. Y'all subscribe. Yeah, the Texas is, I actually just bought my first Stetson hat the other day in Austin. The sun is really powerful here, and it's not practical to put sunscreen all over my body, especially since I'm allergic to the sunscreen that I have. So a big hat is what I was looking for, and bought my first Stetson hat, tried on some cowboy boots, and just embracing the Texan life here.
Yeah, my grandparents lived, or my grandma still lives in Texas. So we would go to Texas every year. Mm-hmm. And I don't have them anymore, but two of my most prized possessions when I was young were cowboy boots my grandpa bought me. Mm-hmm. And that was like when I was 13 or 14. So my feet were kind of where they were going to be. And he bought me a Stetson hat at the Mesquite Championship Rodeo, both places.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish I still had them. I would love to pass them on to my own children, but you know how it goes. You don't really care about that stuff as much as when you're young, but when you get older, you get sort of nostalgic.
Yes.
Well, we're not here to talk about me. We're here to talk about you and what's going on with you. So you, last time we talked, you did not have Starlink, but now you do. You have 2 Starlinks. Do you want to, you kind of want to fill us in on kind of basically like what's your equipment? What equipment came with your Starlink, I guess? And then how do you set it up? Is it easy to use? All that kind of stuff.
Sure. So I'll try to be brief because you know me. So I have a Starlink that is round, and I've been calling it version 1, And then I just recently received a second order of Starlink, and that one is rectangular. And the differences between the two, just right off the bat, the round one is heavier and it's sturdy. It comes completely plugged in. So it has a router that's attached to a VM Ethernet cables. And then also the power cord is fully attached to version one. It's not something that's removable. And it has a big long cable. Sorry, my cat.
She wants to know what's going on outside.
Yeah. Stella, come here. Okay, so version one Starlink is very hefty. It's actually what I take out with me in the field because of its heaviness, heavy dutiness. And then version two, I actually have here at my trailer, and I plan on installing it on the roof of my trailer once I get a ladder on the back of the trailer and a couple other things, and have not had the opportunity really to use version two yet. It arrived maybe a week or 2 weeks ago, and like you, I've just hit the ground running.
Yeah, so I will say, like, when you first got down there and I'd watch your streams, they were very spotty just because the cell phone service wasn't great in that area. And now your streams are pretty rock solid. Like, we were talking before we started recording, your night shots of Starbase are gorgeous. So it's definitely working. What kind of speeds are you getting on the version one? Do you know?
Version one... I don't know off the top of my head, but I can tell you that. So here's the quick setup. Let me just imagine a Hyundai Kona hatchback, which is my car called a Kirsch Kona. In the back of that, I have a Jackery battery pack and 200-watt solar panels that power the battery pack, which I plug my Starlink dish into. This is version one. And then I put the Starlink on top of my car and I put a weighted beanbag on it. Okay. So then I plug that Starlink router into my live view, which is my live streaming pack, which is what I was using before, not at the very beginning. In the beginning, I was using cell service. Then I got a live view pack, which is bonded to internet services, combined with the Starlink, and the speed is anywhere between 7 and 9 megabits per second, as opposed to between 6 and maybe 5 and 7 megabits per second without the Starlink. So it's improved. The latency is lower. I'm able to stream in HD at 1080p, 60 frames per second. And it just creates that really crisp image. And it's definitely stepped my live stream game, we'll call it, up a whole other level. And so, it's been a game changer for me. It's also not throttled at this moment in time. Please don't throttle. Please don't throttle. So I can stream for hours on end until people get bored out of their eyeballs and or I'm like, okay, I need to call it a day kind of thing.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. Like, and if people have never seen your YouTube channel, it's youtube.com/ Jessica Kirsch, KIRSH. Mm-hmm. But every now and again, you'll turn the camera on your car, which is like its own little studio, and then right next to it on the ground are your solar panels and your Jackery. And yeah, that it is, you take out a whole kit when you go out there for sure. You're not messing around.
Yes.
So overall, and I think, you know, it's probably the answer is probably obvious, but overall, how are you liking it, using it in the field?
I love it. I love it. It's everything that I could have asked for, but more. And because not only does it provide me with the service that I've, you know, longed for, but it's also a really great conversation starter. that's not specifically about what's going on at Starbase. I'm there to film Starbase, but you know, they see the dish on top of my car, and then it gets this whole other conversation started. It's kind of like a Tesla car, you know? You walk up to a Tesla car, oh, that, tell me, you know, like, that's cool, you have a Tesla, and then it starts that conversation.
That's cool. And let's pivot to Starbase. Sure. You've chatted with Elon on Twitter, like, you know, only a few people have in the grand scheme of his Twitter followers. He's got like 69 million people or something like that. Yeah. Are you chatting with Elon in real life? Is he stopping by and saying hello?
No, I'm not. And chatting with him on Twitter, he replied to one of my posts, which was, you know, crazy, cool. But am I chatting with him in person? No, I'm not. There's no verbal exchange of, yeah, but he's around, and yeah, I'll just say he's around.
Fair. I won't push you on that. let's talk about what's happening at Starbase. We talked a little bit about Mechzilla, or Chopsticks. Mm-hmm. First, kind of give us an idea of what's going on around the site itself, the build site, which is 24/7. And then let's move into kind of what's happening, you know, today and the next couple of days.
Okay. So, I'm sorry. Can you break that up?
Oh yeah. No, it's fine.
Sorry. Too much information. First question.
Just the overall site. How's everything going? Like, how's the build going on Starbase?
Yeah. Okay. So things are rapidly moving. Like you said, yeah, 24/7 work continues. It goes all day long, all night, all day, all night. There are shifts constantly working on things, and it's like a beehive of activity. So beehive over here, beehive over there. You don't know where to look, kind of thing. Right now, Starship, the program, is in not a pause, because they're still moving forward with a lot of testing and infrastructure build out. But we're waiting on the FAA's final decision on the environmental impact study in order to grant or deny, but hopefully grant Starship a launch license. So that's been delayed till the end of February. And at that point, hopefully they will come to a decision, and then Starship can move forward with their first launch. So the ships that are currently sitting on the launch site right now may not necessarily be the ships that fly 2 months from now, or 2.5 months, or however long. So, but there's a lot of testing going on. So you mentioned Mechzilla, Chopsticks. So right now, just in the past couple of days, maybe this past week, there's been some really exciting movement of this state-of-the-art, custom-designed, I call it a booster catching mechanism, but that's just too many words, I guess. So Elon has lovingly called it Mechzilla, I guess from Godzilla movies, or also the Chopsticks, which is a reference from The Karate Kid, where I haven't seen it personally, but supposedly he catches a fly with some chopsticks. This booster catching mechanism, they are currently conducting some load testing on it. So as of today, I haven't looked in the past 6 hours, but when I left last night, there were weighted bags attached to a crossbar, load spreader crossbar, that was keeping the chopsticks together, and they were moving them up and down and side to side on the orbital launch integration tower. So this bad boy is going to, the idea is for a booster, when it's coming down, the booster is the bottom portion of the fully stacked Starship. Booster will come down from launch, and it will reorient itself, and you know, the engines will ignite, boost back burn, and then it will hover over, and the chopsticks will be extended, and they'll be able to basically give the booster a gentle hug. And the booster's notches will catch on top of the chopsticks. The chopsticks will be able to take the booster and, you know, casually move it back over and set it back up on top of the orbital launch platform, where it will be inspected, refueled, repurposed, reused, and ready for flight again.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And I guess I have a question. How many pieces of are there to Starship? We know there's the capsule, and then there's the booster. Is there anything in between? Because it looks very tall in the pictures when they stacked them.
Yeah, so it is very tall, and I'm just going to differentiate. So there is a Dragon capsule, which is what they're sending astronauts to the ISS with. It's also what they sent the Inspiration 4 crew with. That's called the Dragon capsule. And then the top of the Starship right now, so everything's a prototype. This is just prototype testing. The top of the Starship kind of looks like an orca whale. And it is capsule shaped at the top, like the nose cone, but it's much taller than the Dragon capsule is. So it's enormous. It's really, really big. And when it's fully stacked, that first ship, the top ship on top of the booster, the tower, I believe, is 169 feet tall, because of course it has to have the number 69 in it, or 420. But yeah, it's tall. It's super tall. It's bigger than any rocket ever created, as far as I know, in the history of rockets. Not to mention, it's the largest fully reusable rocket. It's very exciting.
No, it's super exciting. And it, again, to see it, like, I just go back to whenever I see a picture of Starbase or your video stream or whatever, it always looks like you're just kind of looking at a futuristic, like a sci-fi movie. Like, it doesn't feel real. It's so different.
Yes. And that's, honestly, it feels that way to me as well. Every day that I drive in, something's changed. Things are moving around. You drive in and you're greeted by two starships and a booster on, you know, they in the rocket garden, and then the LED lights and how things are illuminated, and it's just it is very futuristic, and you just, like with Elon's style, you never know where or what is going to be somewhere. It's kind of like a, I don't want to say treasure hunt, but kind of like, what, like we're all looking for clues as to like what's going to appear next, and then boom, something appears. So it's very exciting. And just to clarify, I am a self-employed independent journalist, videographer, just documentarian of what's going on down there. And I myself do not have any insight or intel or, you know, any inside connections of what is going on there. So that, I just wanted to clarify that, because a lot of people think that we, the journalists, have info. No, we're just waiting along the side of the road to see what will happen. And if we catch something, then that's awesome. But there are a lot of days I'll go out there and, you know, not too much will happen, but we're still just kind of hanging out on stream.
Yeah. Now, having said that, what's coming in the future?
Let's see what's coming in the future. What are we?
Where? I'm just trying to put you in an uncomfortable place. I'm just teasing. Let's talk about what's the site like for you and the other content creators? Because there's a group of you that are there. What's the site like?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So from the outside, people may see it as very glamorous to be down there. Oh my gosh, I would do anything to be there. I hear that all the time on stream. And yes, it's a great place to visit and see and take photos and video and hang out for a couple of days. But daily visits there for us, and I'm saying us as myself, and then there's other channels, people from other channels YouTube channels that are capturing this stuff as well. It's not super sexy. Actually, it's not really sexy at all. My car, you said it's a mobile studio. Yeah, it's also a mobile porta potty. So that is my restroom. I don't go in it, but, you know, like I have to get special things from Amazon in order for me to use the restroom inside of the car. And I have to put up visors on my window so that I've done it. You know, I do it. I'll take a pause from stream and I'll say, I got to take a break. There's no public restrooms. There's no access to water, like drinking water. There's no food. There's no coffee. There's, you know, no shelter, no shade kind of thing. So it's very much survival out there. Thankfully, I really love the outdoors. But if you don't bring enough water, if you don't bring, you know, proper things for you to take care of human nature, then it's very uncomfortable, or it would be. And I have a lot of people ask, you know, where do you go to the bathroom around here? And I say, I go in a cup in my car. And they just look at me funny. And I'm like, no, I really do. Like, that's so it's definitely a journey. And I think I've said this before, that I call it like boot camp for Mars.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of dirt out there where you're at.
There's a lot of sand from the beach, which is amazing to stick your feet in, but not so amazing when it's blowing at 40 miles per hour into your eyes.
Yeah. And it seems to blow a lot.
All the time.
Seems to be very windy there for sure.
Yes. Yes. It's an opportunity of a lifetime, but I think it takes a certain level of patience that I'm not sure everybody would be willing to put forth.
Yeah. Well, and it's also, you got to go when it's rainy and whatever, you have to go out there anyway. And even when you don't feel like it and you'd rather do something else, take a day off or whatever, you still got to go out and do it.
Yeah. Cause if I don't go out there, what if I miss something, you know? Yeah. And this is I feel like I'm on this, just on a mission to bring as much coverage as I can with just me. You know, there's other people out there, obviously, but I feel called to this. Something brought, you know, like I felt called to come here to Texas and do this, and I can't explain it, but I feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing right now. And the community's growing, and it's great to have new people. It's great to have you come on, you know, OG people. I sure do miss Phoenix, though. I'm not going to lie. I miss it a lot. I miss it every day.
Yeah. It's good here. It's full of COVID, though. You don't want to come here right now. It's full of COVID everywhere.
But it's got mountains and trails and sunshine. And
you have South Padre Island and the water and the sand.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to get always into
what we don't have, but I sure do miss Arizona.
Yeah, it's pretty great. So you kind of mentioned there's other people there. How many other content creators are out there?
Let's see. So daily or almost daily. So we've got Boca Chica Galmeri, and I just have to say it out loud because there's not a lot. Boca Chica Galmeri and Nick and Sweeney both work for NASA Space Flight. That's two. There's myself, and then there's from Felix and Stephanie Schlang. Their channel is What About It. They actually have two channels, What About It and Why Plus. Those channels, there's one content creator, Chief. So what are we at, five? Yeah. Stephanie and Felix are in Germany moving to Florida. So Chief is there on the ground, boots on the ground. And then there is Cosmic Perspective, Ryan. Mary Liz is his wife. And then there's Everyday Astronaut is, I guess, he's not here daily. I think he might be coming back soon. And then I'm trying to think who else. Who am I missing? Right now we're at eight.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, did Felix, was he traveling back and forth for, like, that seems exhausting.
Yeah.
Traveling from Germany during COVID.
Yeah, so he came in with his family for Thanksgiving. We did that meetup at Rocket Ranch, which was really fun. Oh, there's also Andrew Keating, who does audio for Cosmic Perspective. So that's 9, I think. And yeah, he came in and he did a meetup in Florida, which is where they're moving. So I think that they, you know, were looking for housing or and stuff there, and then decided to come here to Starbase to just do a visit and do a meetup. And so, yeah, then they went back to Germany, and now I think they're kind of packing and, you know, whittling down so that they can make their move to Florida.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was cool. Got to meet their family and their kids. It's just, yeah, good people, good community.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Well, let's go ahead and wrap that up here. Do you want to tell us how we find you on the internet?
Sure. Yeah. My name is Jessica Kirsch, and my last name is spelled K-I-R-S-H, and I can be found on YouTube, and I encourage you to go to youtube.com/Jessica Kirsch and hit that subscribe button. If you want to be notified when I go live, hit the notification bell. I promise you won't be disappointed. I'm also on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @Jessica_Kirsch. If you see a sunflower emoji when you type in Jessica_Kirsch, that's me. And yeah, I now I'm on TikTok.
Are you?
Instagram. Yes. People really enjoy Starbase content there.
Yeah.
Jessica.Kirsch. And then on Instagram, I'm also Jessica.Kirsch. But basically, YouTube and Twitter are the places that you'll find me most often.
All right. That is awesome. I'm going to follow you on TikTok here.
Sweet.
All right. Jessica, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, buddy. I will see you on the next episode. Yeah, we in the section, but you can't get in. Quit asking me questions. Yeah, I got the new Chrysler, blue with the tint. Quit asking me questions. I'm tired of these questions. Asking me questions, don't wonder my questions. Yeah, I know you, but we ain't friends. Quit asking me questions. Yeah, we in the section, but you can't get in. Quit asking me questions. Yeah, I got the new Chrysler, blue with the tint. Quit asking me questions. I'm tired of these questions.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, that is it for our show. I want to thank Jessica for coming on. I always love getting a chance to catch up with her. If you want to catch up with Jessica, go to Jessica, let's see, youtube.com/Jessica Kirsch, K-I-R-S-H. And she is out there battling the elements every single day, pretty much. Like today she's out there and it is cold in Texas and windy and she's out there doing it. So I want to thank Jessica again for coming on. If you want to email me, it's Bodie, B-O-D-I-E, @918digital.com. Don't forget, I have a Rivian cup that I'm giving away. There are some people who have already signed up, But all you have to do is email me. Again, Bodie, B-O-D-I-E, at 918digital.com. And then, or you can follow me on Twitter at 918digital, and you can message me there that you would like the cup. That's okay, too. I want to thank everybody for listening. I hope you all had a wonderful week, and I will talk to you next Friday.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Liberty's leave policy was tremendous. Having the ability to take 16 weeks off, fully paid to bond with my child, was an incredible experience.
At Liberty Mutual, you can find a career that supports you at every step, even baby steps. We offer up to 16 weeks parental leave for new moms and dads. And because not everyone's pathway to parenthood looks the same, we offer robust fertility, surrogacy, and adoption benefits too. Learn more at LibertyMutualCareers.com and pursue your tomorrow today.